Thank you very much, First Minister. We've made our asks of the Welsh Assembly, but we all have a responsibility to act together for the common good. We are now going to hear from a number of people who are beginning to lead new campaigns and are offering you the opportunity to get involved. First up, we have two students from Bishop of Llandaff High School to tell you about refugee welcome schools.
Hi, I'm Georgia.
Hi, I'm Izzy. And as mentioned, we're from Bishop of Llandaff Church in Wales High School.
So we've been helping our school become a refugee welcome school, and I chose to be a part of this because it will help the wider community, not just our school.
Yeah, we've learned lots from working on this programme with Citizens Wales. We learned that many young people, including us, didn't really know much about refugee issues, but we want to know more and how to welcome refugee students and their families.
So to do this, we developed a welcome plan which would help us as a school to welcome refugee children and their families into our school community.
So one important part of our welcome plan is to include our school buddying system that we've already got in helping refugee students settle into our school environment and make sure they have a really warm welcome.
And we also created an awareness and learning plan which includes building refugee issues into subjects in our school, such as drama.
We're planning to develop a sketch in our school to address these issues and to help with young people's lack of knowledge on this area.
And as a third part of being a refugee welcome school, we have an action plan. We're looking at working with the Llandaff Area Deanery on community sponsorship of a Syrian refugee family.
So I know that a number of other schools and colleges here have also worked with Citizens to become refugee welcome schools. But I'd also like to encourage that any other schools or organisations here who are able to would consider becoming a refugee welcome school, because it's not hard. We've really had fun and we've learned a lot. It'll help the wider community as well as your school or college environment, so why not get involved?
Thanks, Izzy and Georgia. So there's one action you can take if you are in a school. Secondly, and also on the theme of sanctuary, we have Dr. Sameh Otri from Dar ul Israel Mosque and Frank Callus from St. Peter's RC Church. They are one of many groups in Wales pioneering community sponsorship of Syrian refugees.
Hello. Hello. We have been all devastated by the Syrian crisis, and we felt hopeless and helpless. However, we wanted to make a difference. We want to make a contribution to our lovely community by inviting a Syrian family to Wales so they enjoy the safety and peace they deserve. St. Peter Church, Darul Usra, and Al-Manar Mosque came together to form Roth and Kate's community sponsorship group to welcome Syrian refugee family to our neighborhood and make their future like our future. We raised money by organizing family fun fairs, visiting open gardens, selling food and cupcakes. We also attended many training and workshops and had countless meetings to be ready to that great moment. After all the hard work, we have finally got the Home Office approval, and our family are going to be with us. And our family will be with us soon, in a few months.
Thank you, Sammy. The process of welcoming a Syrian refugee family was hard work, but it also enabled us to build strong relationships based on mutual trust and respect. Through the process, we got to know about each other's cultures and food, like kanufa, superb, as well as learning about each other's religious practices. We realized that we're far more united and have far more in common with each other than anything which has divided us. So we invite you all to join this scheme and do something to welcome a Syrian refugee family to your community. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank and Sammy. And now for a slight change of tone.
This is a very modern stick, holding up nice.
We've had people where there's been a blue carpet in a lounge with all patterns in there. And one resident one day said, what a silly place to put a fish pond. We know the people with dementia, their perception is affected. And that's the same for the grey cinema frames that will merge into the background so they don't see them. One of the local authorities contacted me and said, a care home in Essex, the matron there had recognised that people with dementia don't see grey very well. She had worked with the residents to pimp these Zimmers. People started to recognise their own Zimmer frames and the falls reduced by 60%. They're actually starting to not just sit in a chair with a Zimmer in front of them, as many did. They will walk to go and talk to somebody on the other side of the room. That might not seem a lot, but that is huge, actually, that people have the confidence to get up, and then it supports the mental well-being in regards to interaction, you know, everyday social life.
So, yes, you've seen it all here tonight. Please welcome the Pimp My Zimmer team to the stage. Tanya Strange, Claire Jordan and the team from the Royal College of Nursing and Anira and Bevan University Health Board, including Gwent Police, as well as Captain Andrew Warriner from Pontypool Salvation Army Corps.
Hello, thank you. I think the film has said most of it. I'm Tanya from Anira and Bevan Health Board, and the care home in Essex, as you just heard, they started, we will call it tonight, Shimmering My Zimmer for the children, and saw a 60% reduction in falls. People with dementia don't see grey, and not just people with dementia, people with sight problems don't see grey very well. We wanted in Anira and Bevan to do something bigger and better, so we engaged in a number of local schools were engaged in an intergenerational project to shimmer the Zimmer. But shimmering Zimmers isn't enough. We wanted to go a bit further. And if people with dementia can't see grey very well, why are we only purchasing grey Zimmer frames?
We were told that frames for adults were generally only available in grey. Then a local manufacturer came to one of our events, the Deck My Zimmer Christmas Special, and told us that actually they could provide them in any colour that we wanted. So we were one step closer to preventing falls. Then we asked our health board and our local authority partners if they would support us in a pilot project, and they agreed. We wanted to test prototype walking frames that were dementia friendly and try them out in care homes and in hospitals in Gwent, and conduct what we think is probably the world's first piece of research into how a simple act of replacing a grey Zimmer frame with a colour one can reduce falls. And we're just going to ask you now all to do an impromptu drum roll, please, because we're going to reveal the colours.
So it is with great pleasure that we can reveal tonight, in glorious Technicolor, the prototype of a dementia-friendly walking frame. Could you lift them up? These frames are produced in Wales. And we're very proud that Wales is leading the way, and that's why we're planning to launch the pilot on March the 1st, which is St. David's Day.
St. David's motto was, do the little things. So we're going to ask you all to do a little thing now. Citizens Cymru Wales is operating a dementia-friendly Zimmer library. You can borrow a set of Zimmers and partner up with a local care home to try them out. Pontypool Salvation Army Corps will be doing this, so we hope you will too. If people in the other five local health boards do this, we can expand dementia-friendly Zimmers Wales-wide.
Thank you, everyone. So there's another opportunity for action in your community. Please make use of the Zimmer Library. As citizens spreads across Wales from the urban to the rural, new issues are becoming apparent all the time. Please welcome Joe from Mid Wales to tell us about one.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Joe Davis, and I come from Mid Wales, just outside Bilth Wells. I live on a family farm with my husband Gareth and my two sons William and Johnny. I'm a full-time carer to my son John, part-time farmer when needed, and I'm a qualified counsellor. I've been asked to come tonight to highlight some of the issues that are currently our farming sector is currently facing. Welsh food and farming supports over 240,000 jobs. 52,000 are employed on Welsh farms alone. Family farms are the backbone of rural, wider communities, delivering for our economy, environment, culture, and language. However, one of the main big issues we're facing as an industry is that of bovine tuberculosis. This presents one of the biggest threats to future sustainability of Welsh dairy and beef industries, despite the fact that farmers continue to adhere to stringent cattle movement and testing. There are many families, including myself, who find themselves dealing with the practical realities of living and working with the aftermath of a bovine TB outbreak. The whole family tends to share the emotional strain. Financially, it can be very stressful, and cash flow can end up being a huge problem, as movement restrictions lead to increased stock levels, less grazing available, more feed and feeding required. Bovine TB costs the farmer in terms of money, stress, time, and sheer exhaustion. A couple of weeks ago, I was very fortunate to have taken part in the Agri Academy Rural Leadership Programme, which was run by Farming Connect, a scheme within the Welsh Government Rural Development Programme. One of our visits included going to Bute Town at the Citizens Cymru Action Centre. We met with some of the organisers and members of the community. I was struck how effectively they were able to bring together people from differing cultural and religious backgrounds to afford change for the common good. It made me understand the power of alliances and how fundamental this is in creating cohesive communities which support, respect, and encourage friendships. The majority of rural communities are standing together in these uncertain and challenging times, but we want to join with urban communities too. We would like more people to know the devastating impact bovine TB is having on our families and our communities. And we would love for you to join with us and help us think about how we can bring the countryside and city to tackle this problem together. Thank you.